The effect of a lackluster economy is far-reaching, says state school chief Tony Evers, and students in Wisconsin aren't exempt.
Child poverty in Wisconsin is the highest in recent history and is growing higher than the nation's, a fact playing out in our schools and school buildings across the state.
Evers says to shore up the economy, the state needs jobs, but not just any job.
To rebuild the American dream, we need more than just jobs. We need family-supporting careers, and investing in public education will help get us there.
That was one of a half dozen times the crowd of lawmakers, teachers, cabinet members, and tribal chairs politely applauded the school chief. Normally, it would be a routine speech talking about state education goals. However, this year's changes to collective bargaining by the Walker administration were bitterly opposed by teachers, a fact Evers acknowledged.
This is not the Wisconsin I know, nor is this the Wisconsin I love. Now is the time to move beyond the harsh rhetoric and begin the slow process of rebuilding the trust that was so swiftly shattered. And it will take more than words. It will take action.
As for accountability in the schools, Evers says Wisconsin is working on a fair and robust teacher evaluation system. The state's also seeking a replacement for the No Child Left Behind program, which was often criticized for unfairly punishing struggling schools. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.